An island of stability. That is how Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras is referring to his country. In recent days, Mr. Samaras has been talking up Greece's economy. He claims its recession will end next year, and that a so-called Grexit from the euro is now being replaced by a, quote, Greekovery. But there are those who believe he is talking nonsense. Greek economist Yannis Varoufakis is a visiting professor at the University of Texas in Austin. That's where we reached him.
Professor Varoufakis, your prime minister is calling Greece an island of stability in Europe. What would you call it?
I would call it an island of grief and depression. Depression both in the economic sense and, unfortunately, the psychological sense, in the sense that most Greeks are sort of manically depressed, oscillating between rage and a catatonic state.
The picture he paints, though, is that things are getting marginally better. Does that give any hope to people in Greece?
It is true that there has been a reduction in the rate of deterioration. So you can read this either as good news, because the rate of deterioration is fading somehow, or as bad news, because, let's face it, as a starving person is approaching death, the rate of weight loss is diminishing.
Good heavens, what an analogy. We know that Greece's economy has shrunk by 23% since the crisis began in 2008. So the Prime Minister is pointing to the good news. He says that this year the economy will shrink by only another 4.2%, which is less than they thought it would shrink. And that's the best he can do.
Well, Canadian listeners will understand how desperate our Prime Minister is when he's celebrating the fact that the economy will have shrunk for a sixth consecutive year, and that the latest shrinkage rate is going to be more than 4%. Imagine if Canada had been shrinking for 6 years, and your Prime Minister was proclaiming that the end is nigh because the sixth year of recession was only minus 4.something%.
Isn't that, though, sometimes done in order to maybe inspire investors to maybe just put the best face forward in order to encourage those people to come and become part of the economy, or people to stay in the country? You haven't stayed, so others are thinking probably of doing the same thing as you. Maybe he's trying to shore up that the bleeding of the talent from the country.
In one sense, you're quite right. Prime ministers and finance ministers have a statutory obligation to project a modicum of optimism. At the same time, inane optimism, which is not based on the facts, can prove quite detrimental once investors realize that, you know, governments are simply lying.
What is the unemployment rate now? I know there's an official and an unofficial one. What is your sense of how many people do not have work right now in Greece?
Well, youth unemployment officially 67%, which is an unprecedented disaster.
67%?
67%. This is, you know, of the youngsters between 15 and 25 who are actively seeking work and who are not in education. So we're effectively talking about a labor market that has shut the door to the youth of Greece. At the same time, the official statistics are now around 27-28% for the labor force as a whole. But if you add to that the migration that you mentioned before, and the fact that there's a lot of what economists refer to as the discouraged worker effect, people who've given up on looking for jobs and they don't count as part of the unemployment statistics, what you have is a social economy which has imploded.
One of the things that the Prime Minister is pointing to, that one of the reforms that he is wants to institute, which might be somewhat reassuring to people, is that he's going to tackle tax evasion, which is one of the issues that you and I have talked about in the past, about just how few people pay taxes in Greece and how much they're able to enjoy a lifestyle without ever having to contribute to the country.
Well, I hope he does, and it would be a very good thing if our tax system is overhauled. The tragedy is that there are very few incomes left in Greece that can be taxed. Their wealthy have shifted their funds overseas, and the less than wealthy their savings and not survive the harsh times, leaving very little behind.
One of the things that is being discussed is whether or not Greece needs more bailout money, that a third bailout from the IMF and the EU is a possibility. Is that something that you would think would help?
It certainly wouldn't help, but it certainly will happen. These bailouts, let me remind you that Greece has received 215 billion euros, which is more than $310 billion. This is the largest loan in human history. Of those huge quantities of money, less than 3% has been retained by Greece. The rest has been used to repay older debts. So these bailouts are the equivalent of the credit card that an inane consumer gets by which to pay another credit card. It doesn't help, but it does. It extends and pretends to the future. So the international community, the IMF, the Eurozone, the European Central Bank, is effectively like, you know, a silly child pushing the problem under the carpet by means of these bailout funds, pretending that Greece has not gone bankrupt and that it can repay its debt. It simply can't. And every new bailout is hiding the ugly truth about the unsustainability of the previous bailout.
Would you consider, are you considering going back to Greece at some point?
Of course. All Greeks return to their Ithaca at some point.
Mr. Varoufakis, I'm sure we'll be speaking again. I appreciate you being on the show this evening.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Yanis Varoufakis is a Greek professor of economic theory. He's currently a visiting professor at the University of Texas. We reached him in Austin.